Securing your agency's data is paramount. IBM API Connect, integrated with Noname Security, offers a tailored solution for federal agencies. Protecting sensitive data isn't just about safeguarding. It's about ensuring availability, recovery, and reliability to support mission-critical operations. As an IBM Platinum partner, 4Inc trusts IBM API Connect, integrated with Noname Security, for unmatched speed and efficiency in securing, accessing, and ensuring the integrity of vital data. Visit FOURINC.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
10 men were arrested yesterday following a dramatic drugs raid in West Cork. The raid once again draws attention to the increasing use of rural coastal areas in Ireland by international drugs gangs. Liz Dunphy from the Irish Examiner has been reporting on this and she joins me now. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Can you walk us through what we know of this operation? Because it sounds significant.
Yeah, it absolutely does. So as you said, 10 men have now been arrested in relation to this incident. They're aged between their 20s and their 50s, and they're a mix of nationalities, including Spanish and Irish and Dutch and UK, as far as I'm aware. It's also understood that at least two of them are known to international police forces. So basically, this all began early yesterday morning. Well, I suppose you could say it began earlier in the week when locals noticed a articulated lorry parked suspiciously at a remote pier, a remote beach called Tregumna in West Cork, which is outside Skibbereen. Locals also said that they noticed a camper van parked down by that pier early in the morning in the days even preceding this major operation yesterday. And then Gardaí kind of swooped on this articulated lorry, which was parked down by this remote pier early yesterday morning. And then there was a second major Garda operation in the village of Lepp, which is nearby in West Cork, a few minutes later, in which a camper van was surrounded by Gardaí, really, and forced to stop. And a number of men were taken from this camper van and were handcuffed and laid out on the ground while Gardaí searched the interior of the camper van. And locals I spoke to who witnessed the incident, this was at about 7:30 a.m. yesterday morning, so a time when a lot of people would have been passing the area on their way to work. Locals I spoke to who witnessed it said, described the scenes as like something out of Love Hate, you know, seeing all these men lined up on the road, handcuffed, face down, and Gardaí, a good number of Gardaí searching this camper van. So those two vehicles have now been seized, the articulated lorry and the camper van, and they're being forensically examined by Gardaí. There's also believed to be a rigid inflatable kind of speedboat, essentially, which was seen in the area as well, which I believe Gardaí are also searching for. So it's believed that this was a drug trafficking operation. The men who have been arrested have been held under organised crime or anti-gangland legislation. Gardaí believe that no drugs have been found as of yet, as far as I'm aware. And Gardaí believe that the operation, this suspected drug smuggling operation, may have been aborted. But it may be worth noting. I spoke to a former Navy commander, Eugene Ryan, who was also a founding member of the anti-drug smuggling organization MAWAC before, and this is not in relation to this current unfolding investigation now, but he just said in general international organized crime gangs do basically torpedo parcels of drugs, you know, in the size of bathtubs, large consignments of drugs kind of off the coast underwater so that they can't be seen essentially from the coastline or from above water. And they will basically have these kind of consignments attached to the hull of ships. So the underneath the water on the ships, these consignments will be attached to the hull by a magnetic force. And when they arrive at their destination, the magnetic force will be released and these kind of torpedo-like canisters will be dropped to the bottom of the water. And then they can be tracked and they can be on timers and they can be released to the surface when people are going out to find them. He was also interestingly saying that Ireland lacks the sonar capacity to be able to kind of scan under the water and see what's going on under the water. So this kind of dropping of drug consignments underwater can be a way of evading the authorities. The Irish coastline is actually kind of known as the cocaine highway often because of, you know, the large expanse of coastline, which is often largely viewed, I suppose, by authorities. My colleague in the Irish Examiner, Shauna Reardon, has often written about the lack of Navy resources. We only have one operational naval ship currently patrolling Irish waters. And Eugene Ryan was saying that specifically the lack of sonar capacity is a concern because you can't see what's going on underneath the water, which obviously in addition to drug trafficking is a concern for our underwater communication cables, which are so vital, and also in the future underwater pipelines for gas and energy, you know, for energy security.
I'm conscious, Liz, that I'm aware that your conversation with Eugene Ryan was not specifically about this incident, but rather about a general pattern. But if we infer into what he has said about what might be the case in this incident, do we therefore assume that Gardaí are working on the basis that there may be drugs at sea or on the bottom of the sea that were meant to be being collected by this lorry and camper van, or do we not know at this stage?
I think that's I think it's fair to assume that that's one of the lines of inquiry. You know, Gardaí are continuing to search the area, and questioning as well of the detainees is ongoing. So I think that's fair to assume that that's a line of inquiry.
How long do they have to question these individuals, and how long before we will get an outcome of the forensic analysis? Because you said that both the articulated truck and the camper van are now being examined forensically by the Gardaí.
Yeah, in relation to the last question, I couldn't give you a timeline on that. I'm really not sure. But in relation to how long the men can be detained for, they can be detained for up to a week. So in order to do so, the Gardaí would have to apply for an extension through the district courts, which may be today. But they can be held for up to 1 week under the organised crime legislation that they're being held under.
It's obviously an ongoing investigation, so there is probably a limit to how much information the Gardaí are providing or how much information that you can share from what you are hearing. But have you a sense at this stage as to whether or not it was local reports and suspicion that caused the Gardaí to act, or whether or not this is part of a wider tracking of shipments or drug supply into the area?
It actually seems to be very much a mixture of both. It seems to be that this was very much an intelligence-led operation. So Gardaí, it seems, were watching this ongoing situation for some time. But in addition to that, like my colleague Neil Michael was writing yesterday, that a number of locals had noticed suspicious activity throughout the week and had alerted Gardaí. Like, locals in West Cork, particularly in coastal areas, would be very well used to looking out for the signs of drug trafficking, I suppose, because it is an area which is targeted internationally by drug traffickers. Even in some areas of West Cork, you'll see signs alerting people to contact Gardaí if they see anything suspicious in areas that are known to be targeted by drug traffickers. So it seems to be a mixture that Gardaí were watching this situation, and then also they got tip-offs from locals.
Liz, thank you very much for that report. That is Liz Dunphy, journalist with the Irish Examiner, reporting on that apparent drug interdiction, at least arrests happening this morning in and around West Cork. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp. We were speaking earlier on, given the weekend that's in it, about what being Irish means to people, and particularly people whose citizenship came not at their birth, but subsequently as a choice. One of those, of course, is Henry McKean, who has a special program on exactly that topic on Bank Holiday Monday at 1 p.m. But we've been getting texts ever since we spoke to Zach Moradi, the former Leitrim hurler, and Pete Weatherburn, otherwise known as Pete the Vet. Texts to say, I'm feeling quite proud and emotional listening to Pete and Zach this morning. We need to be careful that we don't lose our Irish identity. And by that, I mean our ability to identify with the persecuted and oppressed, our relative ability to eschew class structures. These reasons are why we are welcomed and rooted for everywhere we go in the last couple of decades. Like many Irish people, I experienced it myself travelling in Latin America and elsewhere. An Irish accent is a VIP pass where it matters, which is where the crack and the welcome is. We must not let racists who always dehumanise us hijack our Irishness now. And one that says, What does it mean to be Irish? It means a lot. It means everything. Ireland gave me a place to live for me and my wife, a place where my daughters were born and speak with a Kerry accent, opportunities to grow, progress and enjoy life. And I'm writing this while listening to Osgeilge adverts and eating a breakfast roll. I'm smiling. I feel so good I have tears in my eyes. Irish grown from Polish roots, says Les.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.